Okay, we're discussing the concept of Mumin. Sif Lam, we're in Simin Kuf Chav Ches, and the Sias Kapayim, Lamed, Lamed Alf, Lamed Beis, we did yesterday. So, we raised the question, I have a little bit more clarity now. The Taz has a question. What, the reason that a Baal Mum has a problem with his hands, and it could be even his feet and his face, we said, he can't duchen because it's going to be distracting. People are going to look at him, and then the, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was a problem because the Shekhinah was on their hands, you know, to look. And Bizman Azeh, that's Machalikas Rashitosis, sort of, maybe, possibly, but the more standard answer seems to be because you're not allowed to look, it's distracting and you won't concentrate on the brachos. A problem with the hand. So the Taz asked the question, well, a Baal Mum is not allowed to do avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So why don't we do, why are we saying that a Baal Mum can't duchim for technical reasons? Because you're going to look at his hands. Just say Baal Mum can't duchim because he's not royal avoda. And we have a connection between avoda and the bracha. Yeah, Mum on his hands. On his hands or his face or his feet they bring down. It's not so relevant, because, meaning,
but is this
L'maisa
they don't do
it? Yeah, in theory, it's L'maisa, but we said because they cover their hands and their face, in most places they cover their hands and their face with a talis, so therefore it doesn't matter, it's okay.
Do you know Rav Mordechai Yisbi? He's Baal Mum. He's a Kohen and he's cross-eyed, so...
Does he do him, does he not do him? I assume he does. They cover their face with a talis, so it doesn't matter. That's what we saw in Sif Lamed Aleph. But the Taz asked a different question. Forget about, why does it matter if you see, you don't see? He should be a Baal Mum. He can't do Avoda. And I don't know about the case you're talking about. I don't know what's considered a Mum, not a Mum. It's Gemaras and Bechoros. But why don't we just say he can't do Avoda? Because he can't do Avoda, so he can't give the Bracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan gives three answers. So, one we say yesterday is it's an explicit Gemara in Tainus Chav Zayin Amar Aleph that Ligabe Bracha, we don't compare Baal Mum to Mishares, and he can do it. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings two other rayas from Psukim. It says, Daber El Aaron Ve'el Banav. And because it's phrased like that, Ve'el Banav implies all his sons, even if they're Baalei Mumin. I think somebody asked, so what about if he's a Chalal? No, Chalal is not even called Banav. And then there's another pasuk Vayikra Chaf Aleph we just had recently. Sheyeh bo mum lo yikrav lehakriv. That a mum only passes lehakriv, but not for other things like bracha. Okay, that's Aruch HaShulchan. Brings down Taz Kasha, brings down three answers to the Taz Kasha. The Taz himself brings down answers. I mean, it's clear from everything that he does duch, and the question is why. Fine. Now we're up to Sif Lami Gimel. So we ended off yesterday. I told a story about someone who is deaf and therefore speaks funny. Sorry, it's not a nice word, but he doesn't speak normally. And I thought that was a problem. And Reb Shimon thought that it was not a problem because you're not going to come to look at anything. There's nothing to look at. You're just going to hear. So I think it's clear. Maybe Reb Shimon will disagree again. But it's clear, Anias Daiti, from Sif Lamed Gimel, that is true. If he talks in an unusual way that is going to draw attention, he is not allowed to duchen. So the source of that is the Gemara Megillah of Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Vasi, Chifni Ubishni are not allowed to duchen. What's a Chifni Ubishni? It comes from Haifa, it comes from Beit Shan, and they used to Megamgamin B'Lashonan Hein. They used to stutter. Stutter? Is that what it means? They talk funny. They had some speech impediment. Whatever it is. They had some speech impediment. Then the Gemara goes on to say, we also learned this in a Braisa. Although the Braisa is not talking about Duchening. The Braisa is talking about davening for the Amud. That you can't allow someone to daven for the Amud if they mix up their olives and ayins and ayins and olives. Okay, nowadays we all mix up our olives and ayins and ayins and olives, and therefore it's not a problem, as we're going to see. But that's so... Okay, so that's the Gemara. So it sounds like, I mean, just the Pashtas, if they're Megam Gamin B'Lashonan, I imagine, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that they're pronouncing the words properly. We'll soon see this in Machlokes, but they're pronouncing the words properly, but they're stuttering, and therefore they're speaking in a way that draws attention, and therefore it's also for the same reason as all the other Mumin, because you're going to come to look and see who is that guy who's who's speaking, who talks funny. So Shochanah says in Lamikim, Mish ina yodea lachto chaosios. He doesn't know how to literally cut his letters. Okay, he doesn't speak 100% properly. Kagon, sha'omer la'alfin, einin, einin, alfin. He mixes up alf and ein, ein, alf. So we're all fit into that category. Lo yisos kapo. So he's not allowed to duchen. So the Taz already points out that nowadays most of us don't know how to do that, and therefore it's not going to be a psul. Then he goes on to talk about mixing up a shin and a sin, and a sin and a shin. And the Taz writes that in Russia, that was very common, to mix up a shin and a sin, and a sin and a shin. And therefore, since it's very common, it's like dash b'ira. It's like the guy's got a mom, but he's your neighbor. So if he's your neighbor, you're not going to come to look at him because you're used to it, and it doesn't draw attention anymore. So if everybody talks like that, so it's no longer, it doesn't draw attention, and it's going to be okay. You see from the Mahalach of the Taz that it fits into the sugya of Mumin, of Dash Be'iro, something that draws attention. Now, there are two ways of understanding this. The Aleph and the Ayin, okay, we can't even relate to the Aleph and the Ayin. But the Shin and the Sin we can relate to. And the Magen Avraham talks about the Ches and the Hay, and the Hay and the Ches. And if you work in Eshet Torah, you see a lot of that. Okay? So the Magen Avraham says if he pronounces a ches as a hey, he also can't duchen, unless that's what everybody does. It's Eishet Torah. So they're all Bali Tshuva, and that's how they talk in Eishet Torah. Now, what is the problem with mixing up a shin and a sin and a ches and a hey? There's two problems with her. One problem is, so the way the Taz seems to explain it, I think Taz says mafurish actually. Taz says explicitly, the psul is because he stands out in speaking in an unusual fashion, it's going to draw attention. People are going to look. People are going to think. People are going to have a hesach hadas. They're not going to pay attention to the brachos. But the problem is not the other possibility. And the other possibility is the problem is he's mispronouncing words. A shin is not a sin, and a sin is not a shin. And a ches is not a hey, and a hey is not a ches. But the Taz says, no, that's not a, he's talking specifically about a shin and a sin, which I would think that's a major, you know, mispronunciation, perhaps. And the Taz does not think it's a major mispronunciation. He says that the problem is not because they're speaking improperly, it's because of this drawing attention to themselves. The Sharat scene over here brings up Prima Gadam and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who passel in the shin and the sin case, or choshish for that, not because they're drawing attention to themselves, because they're speaking improperly. If they're speaking improperly, then they're speaking improperly. They're not pronouncing the words right. Nothing to do with drawing attention. Lamai nafkamina, if everyone's doing it, so, well, that, not really. Let's say dash b'iro. The nafkamina is dash b'iro. That guy lives there. He's your neighbor. So if it's a problem in drawing attention, doesn't draw attention, you know, this guy mixes up shins and sins, and just that's the way it is. But if it's a din, he's mispronouncing the words. He's mispronouncing the words. So maybe he can't duchen because he's mispronouncing the words. However, even if you're mispronouncing the words, and this is, I don't have clarity in this at all. Let's see it inside. Let's see inside, and then we'll get into the nitty gritty details. Lamed Gimel. Mi sheni yodea lachta chaosios. We did this already. We'll do it again. Shomer la alfin einin einin alfin. He mixes up alfin ein. Lo yisas kapov. No duchening. Okay. Mishmur says right away. Sifkatan kuf yud tes. Vuadimishu kvad pe ukvad lashon. Someone has problem talking. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have been a kohen, he would not be allowed to duchen. Okay. What says Dirshu? But if he could work hard and do it properly, meaning sometimes people just talk smoothly and sometimes it takes effort. If he could do it with effort, then it's okay. Right? That's what you want me to read from Dishu?
Yeah, but what are they saying? Means that they're not speaking properly.
Right, that's
what just a different way of speaking. They're not saying the words right.
Okay. Okay, got it. Kuf sifkat and kuf chav aleph ayin. Who had the mishikore leches? Hey, who? That's a biggie. Oh, shikore the shiboles, siboles, mixing up a shin and a sin. V'imkol bnei iro koren kach. If everyone talks like that, mutra lisa kapayim sham ba'osamakom. Then you're allowed to duchen in that place. When we talk to Kosvach Ronim, to Bismanenu, nowadays, Shobne Amenu, Ein Yod Nohavchemin, Havaras, Ha'ayin La'alef, most of us do not know the difference between an Aleph and an Ayin. So, Memela, Motulis Akapov, against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was a starker Svardi. Svardi were more into the Ayin. And the rest of us just, Aleph and Ayin is the same thing. Okay? So, Aleph and Ayin basically is out the window, unless, I don't know, if you would go to Yemen 100 years ago, and that's how they all talked, and so you were the funny Ashkenazi, so then maybe you wouldn't be allowed to talk. V'yesh omrim od demedinas rusyo shirigilin harbi likro shibola sibolas. Everyone mixes that up. After klal anshe medina yodim hefesh shin yimonis the small. It seems that they know the difference if the dots on the right. It's a shin, on the left it's a sin. Nikomakom mutter lisa kapov. Okay. That is the... I think it's a taz. Okay. And the Shara Tzion points out, Tzadi Gimel, Reprimi Gadim, Agraz, Mefak Fikin Alze, Ayin Sham. In footnote 128, Vitaimom, why does the Reprimi Gadim and the Shulchan Aruch HaRad disagree with the Mishnah Berurah? Shepsuza ain't a machmas hesachadas. Not like the Taz says, it's a hesachadas. It's distracting. El machmas shidoi mashmos habracha. You're saying the word wrong. Nothing to do with the neighbors used it. Who cares if the neighbors used it? He said the word wrong. He doesn't know how to pronounce the words properly. Now this I don't get. Ve'al kein rak b'makom sherubam kein kulam korim b'shinoi mutarim lalos she'atzlam kachi mashmos habracha. Everybody in this place pronounces the words wrong. Wrong becomes right. That's what comes out. If that's how we pronounce it, I don't know what that means. I push it. I don't know. Look at that. If everyone's pronouncing the now, it could be a shin and a sin. Look, I don't know. I need lawyer there. If anyone can get some clarity in this, I understand dosh b'iro. I understand everyone does it, so it doesn't bring attention to yourself. But if the word is pasha wrong, you're saying the word's wrong. So what do I care that everybody else is saying the word's wrong? The words were wrong. Are they yotzei kri? Sound like the yotzei krishma. If everybody in this place pronounces the words like that, so then that's the new pronunciation. But I don't know. You talk about, you know, this, we're supposed to work on a Torah level.
All right, and Ashkenazim,
all right.
What's right?
Okay, right. We have Sfarim, Ashkenazim, and everyone pronounces the words differently. So that is true.
So some group is not yotzei. No, nobody's yotzei except for one.
No, because at Harsinai they all heard it in their own havara. Okay, I hear, but here it's like they're dead. Here they're wrong. It's not. We have a mesorah that the shin is a sin and the sin is a shin. We have a mesorah to turn a ches into a hay. It's not a mesorah.
But that's the way they pronounce it. I don't think that's what they say.
I think it is what
we're
saying.
Top and the
soft. Right. All the different. He's saying all the differences. Meaning, did God speak one way at Sinai, and everyone else who doesn't speak that way is doing it wrong? We don't. We obviously don't believe that. Or I don't know if we don't believe that, but we can't live like that because we don't know who's right.
Language changes over time. I always understood that.
Okay.
There's a certain pronunciation.
So the same thing.
Correct. And we know which one it is. Like they say, like Timani is the most oldest
okay.
Way of pronouncing.
I don't know. Fine. Weiter.
I
don't know what to tell you. Okay. I don't know. This is a very interesting concept. Fine. Weiter. So that is Sif Lamigimel. But you agree that if a person comes to visit a town and he has a speech issue, then he's not allowed to duchen because he's drawing attention to himself. Even if he pronounces the word properly.
I think it would be a machlokes taz and prima gadim and the grass.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have to see the prima gadim.
Okay, so the prima gadim brings down the two mahalchim and makes the taz totally in the two ways of looking at it. I wasn't so clear to me that the prima gadim was arguing, yeah. But he was saying it's totally in this chakira, basically. Which sounds like the way the Mishnah Berurah formulates it, the Sharatin is formulating it, the prima gadim would go l'chumra both ways, I think. Okay, lay it there.
Rashi and
fine,
the Gemara,
right
I thought
there.
It was not.
The Kvad
Peh
of Kvad Lashon?
No, the Rambam.
Who is Kvad Lashon?
The Rashi and the Gemara says that the reason why it's a problem with the Ayin and the Aleph is because Ya'er with an Ayin is a Klola.
Right.
That's how Rashi says in the Gemara. So I thought,
why should it be?
Because of Hesed Hadas. It's Dafka because he's cursing the instead of blessing them. That's a problem.
It's not... Say even stronger. It's not because of Hesed Hadas, and it's also not because he's mispronouncing the word. Because if you're mispronouncing the word, even if it's a bracha, but it means something else, you mispronounce the word. No? Okay. Right there. Lam Dalet. Okay, we have three Gemaras. Megillah, Chulin, Sukkah. Oh, Agav. The, okay. What I get out from Pesukei Teshuvos is that if a person does speak, have some sort of speech impediment, even if he pronounces words properly, if he sounds funny, he shouldn't duchen. But if there's a lot of Kohanim there and they're not really going to hear him anyway, even though he can't do a balachash, then it would be okay. And then they also point out that Ashkenazim and Sephardim nowadays, Klai Yisrael is a cholent, and therefore it's okay that some pronounce like this and some pronounce like that, and it's okay. If you were to go to a Kiryas Yoel, you know, by the Satmar Chasidim in Monroe, so maybe that would be, and get up like a Sephardi, maybe that would be different. And if you were to go visit the Jewish community in, I don't know where, in Iran, so then maybe that would also be different. But most of Klai Yisrael now live in a cholent, and, you know, some pronounce like this and some pronounce like that. Fine. Kuf, Chaf, Ches, Lamedal, Megillah, Chulun, Sukkah, Megillah, Chaf, Dalet. The Mishnah says, a katan, eino, no, says kapov. Katan does not duchen. Gemara and Chulun says that not only can a katan not duchen, but a young adult cannot duchen until he has a beard, or is roi for a beard, which be age 18. So it's a stira. Is the age 13? Is the age 18? Then the Gemara in Sukkah Membei says, Katan who knows how to duchen, chokin lo truma begorin. Sounds like even a katan is allowed to duchen. So is a katan allowed to duchen or not? And is a like at what point is he allowed to duchen? So there's a bunch of different answers. We'll just stick with Tosis, which is the Beis Yosef, which we're going to see now in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara Megillah says katan ain that cannot duchen. It means by himself. A katan may not duchen by himself, but if he's with other kohanim, he can duchen. The Gemara in Chulin that says he can't duchen until he's 18, not the cutoff age is not 13, it's 18. That is talking about duchening bikvius on a daily basis by yourself. Then he needs to be 18. Otherwise, not. And the Gemara in Sukkah, they talk about a katan duchening means he's duchening with others. So that's okay. Now, the Torah and the Rambam don't say like that, but the Halacha is not like that. Then the Maharalach tries to explain it, but... And then the Prima Gadim gives us his own way of understanding things. We're going to stick to Tosis. That's what's brought down Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Lamed Dalet. Kuf Chav Ches Lamed Dalet. Katan, Shlo Hevi Shtei Sires. He's a Katan, he hasn't brought Shtei Sires. Eino no says Kappa Bifnei Atmo Klau. He cannot do it by himself at all. Avalim Kohanim Sheim Gedolim No Say. But with adult Kohanim, he's allowed to do it. Why? Lo Moro Litzchanech. To get Chinuch to learn how to do it properly. Practice. Practice makes perfect. Mishbar Sivkat and Kuf Chaf. Aleph Shalohevi. We Nasa Ben Yigimon Shana Vyom Echad. What if he's 13? What about the Cyrus business? Mishbar Pasin, Lakula, Talin, and the Inyazesh, Mistama, Hevi, Shtei, Cyrus. Delo, Kamagan Avram pointed out in the Sharat Zion, Oiz Tzadi Dalet. Magan Avram says, no, you need to check him, which would cause big problems nowadays. We don't check. But you don't have to Mishmur Pass, you don't have to check, he's 13, that's good enough. He can now duchen by himself. Mishmur Sivkat and Kuf, Chaf, Beis, he cannot duchen. Duchen, I feel about cry, even once in a while. She'ein covered at Tibor, the Yos Kfuf and the Birkas Katan. It's not covered for the Tibor that they are relying on the bracha of the Katan. Okay, now why is he allowed to duchen with others? Lil Moru Litchanech. So here Mishabur at the end of Sivkat and Kuf Chav Gimel points out, usually the age of Chinuch is like 5 or 6 years old. Here it's not like, here's got to know how to do everything right, and I don't know the exact age, but it's closer, it's around 12. They don't duchen at 8 years old to teach them, at least not by the Ashkenazim. Okay, Dishu, footnote 130 brings down the discussion that we spoke at in the past, still have to go clear it with the Rav. If you have one God, the one Katan, do you call out Kohanim? Fine. Continues the Mechaber. So what so far we learned that a katan who's under 13 cannot duchen by himself at all, and he can duchen with others who are over age. The Bir Alacha points out the first line of the Bir Alacha: "Avam Kohanim Shem Gedolim, I am Ba'olas Tamid." The Rav Tzolomer Shaz Motafil Bekeva. He can duchen on a regular basis with those who are with the adults. Just can't do it ever by himself. Umishevi shtei sairos. If he's already bar mitzvah, no says kap of a field with neatsma, he can do it by himself. Umiyodafka ba kroy ba alma. It's only occasionally. Velo bikvias, but he cannot do it on a regular basis. Ad she yismale zikana. Until he has a full beard. Then he could do him by himself, bekeva. But does he really need a beard? No. The kol shehigia l'shanim sheroi l'smala zekano. As long as he reached the age of having a beard, which is 18, avi shelo nismale. Even though he doesn't yet not yet have a beard, we consider it as if he does have a beard. Karina bein nismale zekano, like we learned in Hilchos Shliach Tzibor in Simen Nun Gimel. Mishmei Sivkat and Kufchav Dalid. So also Gamzehu Mitam Kavrat Tzibor. It's not Kavrat Tzibor to get a bracha every day from this teenager who Shein Kvodam Shivarchim Tami Bekeva Ubichidi Ish Shel Nismale Adayin Zekano. But he can do a back cry. Medina Seinu in our Medina of Belarus Radin says the Chavetz Chaim Shein Osin Kamei El Biyontiv. So Motuli Sekapa B'chol Regel of Hilv Neatzmo. So everyone knows he's a Kohen. That's called Akrai. Not Akrai. Keva means every day. And so it's not relevant in the Chutzos because Ashkenazim, for Ashkenazim, because they don't do it every day. But in Eretz Yisrael, it is relevant. If he's 18 has a little bit of facial hair, that's good enough. The Kodim Machain, but if he's 17, he needs a full face of facial hair. I'm doing a study now. Erev Lag BaOmer, I have a 16-year-old with a mustache. I have one 17-year-old with a goatee, and another 17-year-old that's Nismali Zakano, and a 19-year-old who's been in yeshiva, so I haven't seen him in the last 3 weeks. Now, the Shaila is, what are they doing yeshivas? They're yeshiva Ketana, so they're all 13, 14, 15, maybe 16. So can they duchen on a regular basis if they're not Nismali Zakano? So they bring down from Or Litzion. They should bring down a machlokes. Or Litzion wants to say there's no lack of kavod atzibur because they're all that age, basically. I mean, except for the Rosh Hashir, the Mashgiach, and the Magid Shir. But they're a bunch of 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds. So they're all in the same boat. So it's not like a bunch of adults getting a bracha consistently from a 14-year-old by himself. That would be a lack of kavod atzibur. Here, the tzibur is 14, 15, 16. So Or Litzion says that's okay. I believe that that's the minhag. The Minchas Yitzchak's not so into it. He says that they should do a rotation and they shouldn't do it consistently. I don't think that's what they do. I have to ask my kids. I do not believe that that's what they do l'maisa in most yeshivas. Maybe by the Eidah, I don't know. Okay, the bir alocha dimat lomiu davka bakroi kasev olas tami nira dim ain coin acher ela zesha dain lo nismal is a con. If the only coin around is this kid, imu ben you give him shalvi amecha knows his kappa of a field bekvias, because otherwise they're going to be losing out on the bracha. Lo yirabba cholik love.
What else is he talking about?
We just said don't do a bekvias. If there's other people there, for sure he's alive. So we're talking about there's nobody else there.
It's like it's Tiran Allah Summon himself. In the previous Berlef, he said that this is all talking about. No, the previous Berlef, he said that if there's Kohen Gadol,
he can do it Bekvias with other people.
Right.
So but not to Bekvias by himself. But now we're saying, well, if there's nobody else there, he can do it even Bekvias by himself.
What is it talking about? What
I don't know.
He's not doing it,
no? I hear. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we're going to stop here. Huh?